Hello and welcome to the IRPP's Interview with the Author series. My name is Nicola Johnston and today we are joined by my guest, Ari Van Asch. He is an Associate Professor of International Business at HEC Montreal and Fellow at the Montreal-based Centre for Inter-University Research and Analysis of Organizations. He is the author of the new study, Global Value Chains in Canada's Trade Policy, Business as Usual or Paradigm Shift, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. We joined him today in Belgium. Welcome, Professor Van Asch.
Welcome.
So to get started, your study looks at trade policy and a phenomenon which you refer to as global value chains. Can you first explain to us what these are?
Well, indeed, a relatively new phenomenon in international business is that there's a rising global value chains. And so what it means is that for a lot of products like toys or computers or planes, et cetera, the production process is no longer concentrated within one country, but is increasingly fragmented over many different countries. So let me give an example that everybody knows. So you've got the Apple iPad. Well, the Apple iPad is a product that was designed in California, and there's a number of components in the Apple iPad that were produced in the United States, but it also includes a lot of other components that have been produced in different Asian countries and other countries around the globe. So you've got components coming from Japan, from Korea, from Taiwan, and then the final assembly occurs in China before it then becomes exported to the rest of the world. So here's a good example of a product that is not made in one country, but in the world, and so that's why people call it a global value chain.
And so your study also observes that trade is no longer taking place in a traditional fashion, so by the trade of actual goods, but rather through the trade of tasks and the way that you describe it in that last example. So what do you mean by this, and how does this affect the way that we currently conceive of and engage in trade?
Well, we're used to thinking about trade as being trading goods, and this is what we've all learned if you've taken a course of international economics. So you might think of Canada exporting ice wine to the United States and then importing regular wine as well. So one of the main implications of the rise of global value chains is that an increasing portion of world trade actually occurs within value chains, where you're not trading final goods with one another anymore, but you're actually trading parts of final goods. So think, for example, of the international trade between Detroit or Michigan and Ontario. Well, a lot of the trade that goes on between these this province and the state is actually parts of cars that are being cross-hauled between global value chains. And so you can really see this if you look at the aggregate numbers as well. So right now, about two-thirds of world trade is actually trade in intermediate goods. They're not trade in final goods as we're used to thinking about. Intermediate goods is ultimately part of a process. So that's why people sometimes call it trade in tasks.
Mm. And so can you tell us what this means for foreign competition?
Well, just like trade has become more granular where you're not trading final goods but parts of final goods, international competition also is increasingly occurring at the task level. So within global value chains, there are certain activities that create more value added than other activities, that create more gains than other activities as well. For example, research and development or marketing. And, of course, all countries around the world, they want to attract these type of activities to their countries. So whereas before they would try to get the entire industry to come, now an increasing number of countries are really focusing on certain tasks like R&D. And we can see this very well with a recent example where the EU Trade Commissioner, Thad Olejuist, so he recently criticized China for ultimately subsidizing certain tasks in China. And so you're really trying to indicate how this is creating unfair competition.
And so you, in your study, you also provide some policy recommendations for Canada's trade, and you note that we need to rethink our approach to global production and trade. So can you tell us what new approach needs to be taken and what specific recommendations you have to get us there?
Well, one of the most important implications of the rise of global value chains is that we have to rethink some of our measures that we constantly use to think about international competition or about trade itself. So a lot of our measures of international competitiveness of a country or an industry are based on export numbers. And this is a fairly good measure if we are thinking of value chains being completely local, because ultimately if your value chains are local, then what you exported, what has been made in your country. The moment that global value chains come into picture, however, it's no longer the case that your exports are necessarily made in the country, and so therefore any kind of measures of international competitiveness that is based on export numbers become increasingly unreliable. So one of the main implications of the rise of global value chains is that we have to rethink what methods to use to identify our competitiveness within global value chains and our competitiveness compared to other countries. So that's kind of the first one. The second implication of the rise of global value chains is that firms that are integrated into global value chains have different desires from policymakers than perhaps traditional firms that produce everything locally. So a traditional firm, what they might want of a policymaker is any kind of measure and give them more market access to their export markets. Now, global firms that are integrated in global value chains also care about more market access, but in addition to that, they also care about being able to obtain their imported inputs more cheaply and more efficiently. And so what it means is that these firms are not necessarily going to want solely a focus on market access from policymakers, but they also want you to turn more toward the upstream side and reduce the barriers on imported inputs. And this is actually something that Canada has been a real leader in, where they have recently decided to actually get rid of tariffs on imported intermediate goods. So furthermore, another thing that's very important is that firms that are integrated in global value chains, they don't care as much about tariffs alone. What they also care a lot about is any kind of measures that go beyond the border. So they care about a more efficient transportation infrastructure. They care about simpler customs rules, faster customs passages, harmonization of regulations across countries. So anything that allows them to more efficiently integrate into global value chains.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Professor Van Ash.
You're welcome.
Arie Van Ash is an Associate Professor of International Business at HEC Montréal and Fellow at the Montreal-based Centre for University Research and Analysis of Organizations. He is author of the new study, Global Value Chains and Canada's Trade Policy, Business as Usual, a Paradigm Shift, published by the IRPP. We joined him today in Belgium. And, of course, you can download this study free of charge from our website at www.irpp.org.